expends himself for various reasons and various functions, and his first expansion, through which all these other expansions take place, is Balaram. Can you hear? Balaram is expanding himself into the forms of Narayan in the Vaikuntha planets. He is expanding Mahavishnu, the creator of this world, and the different avatars. They all come ultimately through Lord Balaram, because Krishna likes to play. He doesn't want to do all this heavy work. So he stays as Krishna in his divine pastimes in Braj, eternally engaged in loving relationships with his confidential devotees. And to do all this work, create the Vaikuntha planets, create the material world, and appear in the material world, he simply, you can imagine, steps one side to the right. And when Krishna steps one side to the right, he's Balaram. And then Balaram does everything. This is called intelligence. To not do something, to not have to do everything yourself. How do you appreciate Krishna? This is a very intelligent way. So when Krishna really only comes personally, when he has a very personal interest, and this interest is to find out about himself, to find really out how it is that Srimati Radharani loves him so much. So what is the type of love which Radharani has? What does Srimati Radharani experience in her loving relationship with him? And how does Srimati Radharani's joy increase 1,000-fold when he, Krishna, is happy? So in order to make this research work in love, he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, of course, Balaram comes along as Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu serves a very particular function, and this function is to elevate the conditioned souls who take shelter under him. This is really the function of Guru Tattva. I was briefly explaining about this in the noisy Banki Maroi temple. So, you will be surprised to hear that this function of Nityananda remained covered for quite some time. Nityananda really only in the beginning of his manifest Leela only exhibited the highest states of spiritual absorption in Krishna consciousness. It was on one day in Jagannath Puri, where Lord Chaitanya called Nityananda and said, "Nityananda, how long will your glories remain covered? It is time that your glories become manifest. But as long as I am with you, you will only perform various services for me. Therefore, I order you to leave me and go to Bengal to preach." So Lord Nityananda, with tears of love in his eyes, said, "My Lord, I am only your puppet. Whatever you desire, I must do." So he took a few of his associates, who were all cowherd boys in their previous incarnations, and they went to Bengal. But it was very difficult for them to go because they were overwhelmed by great transcendental ecstasy. Sometimes one cowherd boy or one associate became overwhelmed in ecstasy and stood in the middle of the road in a threefold bended form and declared, "I am Krishna." And for 6 hours he stood like this. It's very difficult to travel very concentratedly when one member of the travel party stands for 6 hours in ecstasy in the road saying, "I am Krishna," and so on. It is in fact impossible. Then another one, getting in the mood of Srimati Radharani, took the hand on the head and said, "I have fresh yogurt for sale. Who will buy my yogurt?" There was no yogurt, but there was the ecstasy of yogurt, the ecstasy of Radharani. So another associate of Lord Nityananda would climb it on a tree and shout "Hari Bol" and jump from the top of the tree on the earth. "Hari Bol, ping!" And in this way, it took them a long time to even cover 1 kilometer. Often they would ask, "Are we on the right path to the Ganga?" And the people would say, "Alas, you have just gone the wrong way. You have gone back." Then they would have to travel one day, but out of ecstasy they again left the proper path. And when they asked the people, they said, "Are, you have asked us already yesterday." So finally, after many months of ecstatic traveling, they arrived in Panihati. And there, Lord Nityananda desired to start his loving pastimes of giving Krishna consciousness to others. Please remember, Nityananda Prabhu had not preached before that time. Not preached. He had only been in ecstasy. A golden throne was all of a sudden assembled. Nityananda said, "This, perform my abhishek." And in this way, an ecstatic kirtan and abhishek was arranged. The Lord sat there. He looked like the personification of Cupid, the god of love, and the devotees brought one pot of Ganges water after the other and poured it over his beautiful form. Please imagine the beautiful eyes of Lord Nityananda. Please imagine the beautiful hair and the top knot. Please imagine the white garland of very fragrant jasmine flowers. Then please see Mother Ganga like liquid gold, shimmering very ecstatically, gliding down the body of Nityananda. What a wonderful picture this is. What do you think, Saranandi? It is very wonderful. Lord Nityananda at that time said to Raghavendra Pandit, I like Kadamba flowers very much. Please bring me a garland of Kadamba flowers. Raghava Pandit said, Kadamba, it's not the season for Kadamba flowers. And also, we are not in Vrindavan. You know, Lord Balaram would always wear Kadamba flowers. And now Nityananda wanted to have Kadamba flowers. And Nityananda said, go in quickly into your courtyard. Maybe there is a tree which has one or two Kadamba flowers. So Raghava Pandit went into the courtyard where only a lemon tree was standing. But this lemon tree was covered, Amir, with Kadamba flowers by the wonderful energy of Lord Nityananda. The flowers had changed into Kadamba flowers. Lord Nityananda Rama ki! Then Lord Nityananda said, now start the kirtan in earnestness. So they very earnestly started a kirtan, and the devotees became so filled with transcendental happiness and ecstasy that they desired that everyone would participate in this kirtan, including the trees. So they would embrace the trees to dance with them, and because they were filled with transcendental love of Godhead, pure love of Godhead, they were so energized that they ripped out the trees, fat trees, on the roots. They ripped out the fat trees and began to hold them in their hands and dance around. What do you think, Daniel? This is blissful, isn't it? Some of them embraced five such trees. Others jumped on the trees and danced on the branches without break. Some even thought, why should I dance on the branches? This is very boring. Let me dance on the leaves of the branches. And they danced on the leaves of the branches. And by the transcendental potency of Lord Nityananda, no one fell, no one broke a limb, nor did anyone feel any inconvenience, including the trees. Even the trees who could have complained that they were ripped out of the earth felt transcendental ecstasy of love of Godhead by the mercy of Nityananda. So all of a sudden Nityananda stopped the kirtan. And he said, Bhaktas, devotees, smell! Do you smell it? Everyone started to smell. Smell harder! And there they smelt it. The beautiful fragrance of Damroru flowers. Damroru flowers only grow in Jagannath Puri, and they are the favorite flower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the devotees could understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must have personally come in order to participate in the Abhishek and Kirtan of Lord Nityananda. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said he would appear in four places. One was wherever Shiva's Pandit would have his kirtans. Second, in the house of Sachimata. Third, in the kirtans of Nityananda. And fourth, in the house of Raghavendra. No, not Raghavendra, Raghava Pandit. So the Lord had personally appeared at this wonderful occasion in the house of Raghava Pandit to witness the ecstatic Abhishek of his older brother, Sri Nityananda Ram. Wonderful, isn't it? Then Lord Nityananda said, continue the kirtan. And they did kirtan. And at this time, Lord Nityananda, who was now ready to manifest the glories of his divine incarnation, looked around his devotees. And whenever Lord Nityananda looked upon someone, that devotee fell down just like a banana tree which was hit by a storm. This devotee felt the ecstasy of love of Godhead. What do you think, Gaurahari? This was the ecstatic kirtan of Nitai. Then Lord Nityananda performed various wonderful miracles, but this is how he started his divine activities and did not remain hidden. It reminds us very much of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who also had his Abhishek performed. So because I believe that all of you must be very dear devotees of Nityananda, I have decided to share with you something wonderful which will make your pilgrimage to Eka Chakra successful. I personally felt extremely ecstatic and happy in Eka Chakra and had many wonderful visions of Krishna consciousness. In the end, I got a little plastic bag. This is full with the tulasi leaves from the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And I will distribute it to every single individual in this car at this moment. Let us lovingly call out, Shri Nityananda Rama ki! Shri Nityananda Rama ki! Shri Nityananda Rama ki! Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol!